I can understand your concern in that area because, to me, Russia and the United States have a lot of common interests that are extremely important and overwhelm a lot of the differences. That is, there are similar concerns on arms control, on disarmament, on counterproliferation, on terrorism, on making sure Iran doesn't develop nuclear weapons or trying to control the nuclear program in North Korea. These are all areas of tremendous agreement where I think we could achieve some progress.
Mm-hmm.
And the differences that we're talking about are something that I think can be discussed and could be negotiated and gotten out of the way in due course. But I don't see anyone taking this on. Right now, we don't have a Department of State. You have a Secretary of State who knows nothing about international security or international relations, and you don't have any of the top positions in the Department of State being staffed.
Yeah.
So diplomacy has come to a halt with this administration, and what I worry about is when Trump finds out, as he's learning day by day, that he'll probably be able to achieve nothing in domestic policy because he has no agenda and he doesn't have the discipline to create one, it's going to be very easy, as it has been for other presidents, to manipulate military forces. And this is a great concern to me because that's where this militarization of policy just in the last 24 hours, turning over Afghan policy toward the military. That's the last place you want to put policy toward Afghanistan because we've been there in a failure, in an unwinnable situation, on a fool's errand for the last 16 years in an area where we have no national security or strategic interests whatsoever.